Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents Judy Moody, Around the World in 8.5 Days, by Megan MacDonald, performed by Barbara Rosenblatt.
"I sent away for a make-your-own gum kit," said Judy. Nobody said a word.
"I'd sure like to see a wall of gum," said Frank.
"I have a picture of me standing in front of it," said the girl. "It was in my last issue of the paper. See?"
She pulled out a page from the back of the clipboard.
"Whoa," said Rocky. "Weird. Look at all that chewed up gum."
"Wow," said Frank. "You really were there."
"I had my picture in the real newspaper once," said Judy.
"Yeah, your elbow," said Rocky.
Frank and Rocky cracked up.
"Thanks for your ideas," said the girl. "I've got to go talk to Mr. Todd."
"Mr. Todd? That's our teacher," said Judy.
"I know. He has a big scoop for me."
"We already know that he's getting married," said Judy.
"She tries to predict the future," Rocky explained. "And one time she predicted Mr. Todd was getting married, and he is," Frank announced.
"Wow," said the girl. "That's a good scoop."
Judy sat up taller.
"Do real reporters wear pencils in their ears?" asked Frank.
"Check," said the girl. She looked at both of her watches. "Later, alligators," she called, tucking the pencil behind her ear.
"Wow," said Frank. "That girl is just like you, Judy."
"Nuh-uh," said Judy.
"Yuh-uh," said Rocky and Frank together.
"You're like twins or something," said Frank.
"Two of a kind," said Rocky.
"Name one thing the same," said Judy.
"Amy Namy, Judy Moody. Her name rhymes. Your name rhymes. Same, same," said Frank.
"So, she has long, not messy hair and dimples. And she wears glasses," said Judy. "I don't wear glasses."
"She dresses up like some lady, first woman reporter," said Rocky.
"I only dressed up like Elizabeth Blackwell, first woman doctor, once."
"And she collects ABC gum and likes getting her picture in the paper," said Frank. "And don't forget she gets scoops," said Rocky, "which is like trying to predict the future."
"She probably likes Band-Aids and pizza tables, too," said Frank. "We should ask her."
"And she says weird stuff, like check all the time," Rocky added.
"I do not say weird stuff all the time," Judy protested.
"It's like they took a machine and made a copy," said Rocky.
"Maybe she's your clone," said Frank.
"Roar," said Judy. She, Judy Moody, liked being one of a kind, an original. Her mom said she was unique. Her dad said she was an individual.
Mr. Todd said she was in a class by herself, even though there were 20 other kids in class 3T.
Being unique made Judy feel special. That's the way it is, was, and always would be. Should be. Until now. Until Amy Namy, gum-chewing girl reporter, moved in. Now she felt like a not-one-of-a-kind machine-made copy. A two-of-a-kind, unoriginal, boring old not-stand-alone clone.